morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Hard Strings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have just joined us, we are doing the most, We are talking about you and I because we can. And we're talking about you because, you know, it is what it is. And also today is a whooping and wonderful Wednesday. So what we do on Wednesdays is we present you the mic, ladies and gentlemen. We give you the mic so that you can be the one that advocates for whatever you're advocating for. It is called Can We Fix It Wednesdays, where we address the elephant in your room, or we just run with whatever is going to be run with. Now, initially, Mina, I was running with my own thing. Mara, I'm trying gangone to see if my Facebook can Mara, I'm trying to go live. I don't know what my cell phone is trying to do here. It's kind of playing games or whatever. You know, it's trying to catch a beating or whatever. Mara, we are talking about change. Or I'm talking about change. I like to talk about change. And also, before we take it very far, it was about to get wild just now. It was about to get wild. It was about to go down. And then I remembered. So my best friend and I were having an argument and I took my ring off. And I was like, and then I only remembered now, Kucha, we are in the public. The public is going to ask, hey, Karigagabe froke pen. Ah, wow. And I don't want those kinds of questions. So let's just leave it at such. But before we go any further, let me see, why is my phone doing such funny things like this? And I will revert back to you as we continue our program.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of
its Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
It's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know, a person that does not have capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my candidature menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in candidature. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past. And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Ipurane ngeno wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondo toto ingida ashike kapeno nweku tete opoye ekukulile oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka okukwetira oipindi konu kwanda doili nawa nune udo otukwetira o special angeta shake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka opone ushendi fenawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa ninge pata fanona monika ko Eagle FM onora esatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ileko mberewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafilane Eagle FM the eye.
Alrighty, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome again to Pulling Hard Strings with the Matriarch. I know that today is a bit messy. I know that today is a bit I know that sister girl is just all over the place because your internet is not interneting. Our internet is not interneting and it's not our internet, it's my cell phone. Eagle FM is perfect. Eagle FM is to blame for nothing. And my internet was not interneting, so I had to stop. And then I had to start over. And then I had to look for the things that I need to look for in order to make things a bit better. So, ladies and gentlemen, today we're continuing our conversation around change. Now, when we talk about change, right, everybody is looking at us like, oh my God. Change is phenomenal. Yeah. We're not talking about that change, sister. Hey, take that one back. We're not talking about that one. We're talking about the change that we hate us. Hey, the one we're like, I know you changed. I never see you because you're always busy doing things. Such a small place, not much to do but talk and listen. The men are jealous and the women all in competition. Drake. So we're talking about the bad kind of change. We're talking about the change that doesn't make you happy. We're talking about the change that leaves a distasteful taste in your mouth. The type of change that makes you roar roaring oceans and spit out your lungs. The type of change that is so despicable that it leaves you questioning whether or not life is actually a nice place. We're talking about the change that hurts, the change that hurts you. We're talking about the change of someone else changing on you or you changing on another person. So there's always been this theory around, yeah, but people have to evolve and people have to change. And I get it. Like, wow, that's wonderful. Let the people change. Let the people be phenomenal. Let the people do their thing. Like, wow, nice change, right? It has always been one that is great and phenomenal up until it happens to you. And then you're like, yo, wait a minute. I don't like this. And we're talking about the various kinds of change. Now, yesterday we had a conversation about change and we talked about the different kinds of changes. And there was life experience changes. For example, with life experience changes, it is through traumatic experiences. Hey, why is it only that I only remember that one? All right. Through traumatic experiences, through personal growth, and through age. Now, with age is when our grandparents, you know, not even our grandparents, because we are also at the age where our mothers are 63. Hello, say hello at your triple N. Hello, happy birthday, Ms. President. Anyhow, and we are at the age where it's not our grandparents that are changing on us according to age, right? According to nature, it is our parents. Now, the way we have always viewed our parents has been one of great statute. Statute of limitations, etc. It has been one of a je ne sais quoi that is just, your parent is your superhero. And you've always looked at them in a specific light. Like, you know, my dad is strong. My mom is resilient. My mom is loving. My mom is what? We've always had that narrative, right? But when they age, we see them in a frail light. They start to forget things. They start to do things that you don't really appreciate. And the one thing I appreciate about old age is the fact that the older you get, the less filters you have. That's the one thing that I can't wait for. If I'm like this now, I cannot wait until I'm 80. So I can tell these people to their face, which I don't like looking at you because your face is not the way I like it. You know, without limitations. Because now apparently we care about people's feelings. We can't just do that. Mara, that's what happens with age. And there are certain kind of changes, even if we don't really talk about them, or even if the platform is not awarded to us to talk about these kinds of changes, because it is something that seems to be a little bit of a private affair. It's not embarrassing. It's not shameful. It's just personal and it's private and it's a personal space kind of conversation where your parent changes and your parent changes into somebody that you don't know. And it's unfortunate. Right? So these types of changes also happen when it comes to dementia, for example, and Alzheimer's, for example, and just generalized old age. It is heartbreaking to be sitting in front of your mother and your mother says, "Ojanonguno," you're like, bruh, I've been with you all my life. She's like, "Ojanonguno, eh, was on the kushinga," you know, and your mom has no idea who you are. And it is heartbreaking. And these are the types of changes. We're talking about the change that has to happen, whether we like it or not, or because somebody else chose to, or because it is what it is, or the situation dictates that change needs to happen. And it hurts. We're talking about that We're talking about that kind of change, Chomi. We're talking about the change that you seldom hear anybody speaking about. Like how much it sucks to be the person that is, the primary caregiver of your old folks. And I know that there is a lot of reward in it. I know there's a lot of praise in it. I know that there's a lot of blessings that come with it. I know that even when they leave this earth, you feel extremely bad, even though they were somewhat of a burden that was lifted from your shoulders. You still feel bad because they were your personal people. I understand that. But I want to talk about your feelings. I want to talk about how you feel. I want to talk about that change. So the number in studio is 083-288-401. That is 083-288-401. If you would like to participate in our conversations, please do. Feel free to come through and participate. And also, ladies and gentlemen, keep in mind that this is a conversation that I want to have. And today is Wednesday. So on Wednesdays, these are your days. This is your one day in the week where you get to talk about whatever you want. You can contribute to my conversation. Yes, but you can also start your own conversation. I don't mind. It's Wednesday. It's called Can We Fix It Wednesdays. It's called Open Conversation Wednesdays. And that's what we do on Wednesdays. It's a good 3 hours of conversation upon conversation upon conversation upon conversation. Because we as Eagle FM are a talk radio station. So we don't play music and boras and rat and rat. And there's no commotion like that. The only commotion here is me. And I'm the only source of commotion that is going to be bracing your screen and bracing your ears. Understand first, Angela. So we're talking about change. We're talking about the not so good change. Ladies and gentlemen, there has been the talks, right? Of after she had the baby, she changed. Now this conversation is a tough one because you're like, yeah, man. Especially if you're a woman, you're like, yeah, but what are you doing? Like, we try and defend. Because, I mean, birthing another human is not child's play. Do you know that people die just doing that thing? That one thing that you guys just assume is just a thing that all chicks do. The chicks just go into the hospital and they just pop out babies. Ah, people die giving birth to other people. People die because they are pregnant with other people. Literally. Like, yeah. They rupture things. They have things removed along with the baby. They have things removed and their bodies are never the same. And then the conversation of you've changed happens. So this conversation usually happens because there's a shift within our priorities when somebody else comes into the equation. That's why they say two is a party, three is a crowd, right? The third wheel in the relationship is always supposed to be the baby. It's always supposed to be the baby, not because apparently you don't love your child, you don't want the best for them, they are not the center of your world, but at the end of the day that your children grow and your children leave. Your children grow and leave you alone. But who doesn't grow and leave you alone? Not unless it's an unfaithful somebody that's going somewhere else and not unless they die. But generally, the concept of being together forever is that we are going to be together forever. And these people that we are bringing into the world are going to leave us and they're going to look for their own. So we have to look after each other. We have to look out for each other. We have to be in unisons with one another as a couple. Eh? As somebody. Now, I advocate most, like, toh. I advocate, kucha. You know, if you're out there and you don't have children yet, eh? Don't get them now. Don't get them with somebody that is not wife material or husband material for you, right? Shouldn't qualify to be a parent to your child. Because even if they go and parent your children and you go and get married to the one that is wife material, you're still going to be stuck with her forever. And she's now not going to be, just less wife material. She's now going to be a pain, the pain in your existence. She's going to be so much of a pain. She's going to terrorize your wife material wife. So don't make her a relative. If she can't be your wife, don't make her a relative. Because she's going to be a relative by default, because she's going to be the mother of your children. And up until these children are actually big enough, you're stuck with her. And I saw this, I think I should block that page because it keeps popping up. I saw this post about a girlfriend that was, I think it was disrespectful towards her boyfriend's children's mother. Now here, you know, at Pulling Heartstrings, we don't throw terms like baby mama, baby daddy, baby mama things. We don't throw that because I find it to be, it has a deeper meaning that we don't understand because we don't come from those countries that created these words. And we follow other people's culture without fully, culture, incentives, words that we don't actually fully understand and we flow with it. So here at Pulling Heartstrings, we say child's mother. We say child's father. We don't say baby mama, because even when your child is 18, child is a baby. You know, when your child is 34, your child's a baby. Ah, oh, man. Anyhow. So the problem came in when, it is alleged that this particular girlfriend posts the children to her boyfriend on her social media pages and platforms, right? Now, I wouldn't mind if you were posting my children and you are a person that's not associated to drama. You're not associated to, I don't know, you're not loud. If you're just a zali, you know, you go to work and the only time that you are, if you are not internet famous. If you're not internet famous, I would most probably let it slide because it's just most probably you and your little friends that are looking at your reels. But now when you have so many people, right, that are watching you post my children, I would have a very big problem with it because of who you associate with and who is on your feed that I'm not comfortable with as their mother. And so she reached out as the biological mother of the children. She reached out and then she was like, hello, matriarch. I really don't appreciate, I love everything that you do for these children. I appreciate that. I just would like it if you please not post my boys, right, on your social media, please. And this is exactly the tone that she used. So she didn't come with some drama. She didn't come. Mm-mm. She just came slowly. And girlfriend, not even fiance, not even wife to be, not even, no status, just ohonda. Yeah? Because we give so many rights to people. You know, we give so many rights to people. Yeah. And she didn't even birth you a child yet. Yeah. She's talking about another woman's children. And she didn't even birth you a child yet. And your relationship is not 10 years. Yeah. Because we also know that, when was it? The other day she was in a relationship with someone else that was also just public, just like you are public. Every relationship is public. Yeah. And this is the person that is saying, she turns around and she says that, yeah, but when last did you buy these children clothes? When last did you visit the children? When last did you do this? When last did you do that? Do you know their favorite cartoons? Do you know anything about it? Wah, 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 wah. And she basically listed all the things that this woman as a biological mother is not doing in these children's lives, right? Now, I find this highly disrespectful because at this point, right, this is where I can turn around and I can say, Kucha, I've given you the liberty of staying with your children because we had a mutual understanding. But now I'm just going to go to court and I'm going to fight for my children because legally speaking, I can have my children until they are 18. I just give you the liberty of raising them because you are a phenomenal father. But if you are allowing this, then I don't know. And the fact that, right, she had reached out to the children's father, to the children's father to say hi. So I saw matriarch was posting the kids. And in one of the posts, she was posting one of the children with alcohol in their hands. Can you please tell her to stop? Because this is how I assume her to be. Can you please tell her to stop? Can you please tell her to refrain from that? Right? And then this girl, that most probably has her own feelings towards whoever there in the equation, you know, three is a crowd. She turns around and does that. Then she goes ahead and screenshots a personal conversation, a private conversation to make it public so that she, right, can be undignified and she can get the clout that she's chasing. And this woman was not even mean. Maybe she was mean on other days. Maybe she is capital C when it comes to country. Oh, the wordplay. You know, maybe she's capital C when it comes to country. But in this particular post that we are seeing, there was no disrespect. Now, we are talking about change, right? Now, that happens when your innocent girlfriend that is so loving and so, you know, for you. What happens when she just becomes the evil stepmother? Your whole entire relationship, she has been everything perfect to the T. She has been perfect. And then all of the sudden, right, you marry her and then she becomes an evil stepmother. She used to buy these children clothes. She used to do this. She used to do, she used to know their bedtime stories and their cartoons. Like the way she was bashing God, the biological mother of the children. Because she knows all these things. And then she gets her own children or you marry her and then she changes. What happens? What happens then? Do we just pretend we didn't see it coming? Alrighty. Ladies and gentlemen, the number in studio is 0832888401. So do we just pretend it is absolutely normal for people to change? Or do we talk about the different types of changes and why people change? So there are various reasons as to why people change. And some of these reasons are reasons that we know. And some of these other reasons are reasons that we don't know. And today I just want to tickle your fancy a little bit and, you know, ruffle your feathers or pull heartstrings.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not pick up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the
eye.
I know a billing guy on them bocha, a broken heart, and I'm sitting in torture. You don't know what you've been in, no pop, ya. Hila. All right. Good evening to you, my beloveds. Today we're talking about change. We're talking about the unsolicited change. We're talking about the change that we didn't expect. We're talking about the change that we didn't want. We're talking about the change that is not so nice. The one where your best friend that has been Okay, let's finish off with the baby mama. Let's finish off with the baby mama. And I'm using this term specifically because of this. So, some guy is out there saying that, yeah, my baby mama, eh, my baby mama, eh, my baby mama. She changed ever since she had the child. She only wants to be with the child. She only cares about the child. She doesn't care about me anymore. She doesn't make time for me. We're not even having coitus. It's just not fair. I'm so angry. I'm so upset. I can't believe she's doing this to me. I wish I never had that baby. Then he starts hating the baby and he hates you in the process as well. But the truth is, for you guys that are wondering out there that why do people often break up after they've had children? It's not necessarily that they break up instantly after they've had children. Some break up instantly. Some break up while the person is still pregnant, and we can call it hormones. And then some break up when the baby is young, and some break up when the baby is relatively, you know, moving into toddlerhood or whenever they decide to break up, right? But the question is, how come every single time somebody has a child with somebody, they end up breaking up? I think that it is premature ejaculation. Yes. I think that it's premature conception, premature having children. You're not supposed to be having children. You guys are dating for a short amount of time and you guys are already wanting to start a family. You guys don't know each other long enough. But we can also argue that matriarch, there are certain people that have been together for 7 years. They didn't have a child. The minute that the child came into the picture, then they started having problems and then they split. This also does happen. You know, with the people that have been together for a long time, my theory is that you've always known that the other person was trash. You've always known that the other person was trash. You've always known that the person is no good. You've always known that it's not going to work here. Right? You've always known this. And then the baby comes and shows flames. The baby comes and shows, a baby comes and shows true colors. Ngenge o umbodo ngerengu ngethi. Eh? Ugethi weta udabiru aneko kana. Ngerengu mfuldi. Kufuru unakuzako. All children do is come and humble you. And they humble everyone. They humble the grandparents. They humble the parents. They humble everyone. They humble. They also come and expose. Children are like COVID. They come and expose. They come and put everybody's dirty laundry outside into the streets. Because even if you are showing up and you are trying your best, there will always be something that's amiss. Whether you are a dad or a mom, there will always be something that is amiss. Now, if you guys have been together for a long time, that means you guys have created a pattern within your lives that kind of works for you. Excuse me. You have created a pattern that kind of works for you in your life. And you have now decided that this particular setting that we have can now accommodate a third party, which is a child. So you prepare for this child. And most of us prepare for this child financially. We prepare for this child's first year of life financially and in accordance to space and accommodation. What we don't accommodate, right, is the fact that we are bringing into the world a person that has their own moods, has their own day, has their own patterns, has their own routines, is having their own learning experiences. And through these life experiences that they are facing from the first days of their lives, it is now up to us to see if we can live with it, we can weather the storm, or we can't do this. And most of us can't do this. And that is why a lot of couples are arguing the first couple of months of this child's life. Everybody's arguing. Why? Because one is asking, why is the baby crying? The other one is saying, yeah, but why don't you check? Like, am I supposed to be the one that knows every single time that the baby cries? I must know. Automatic. I'm sitting here. Yeah, just goes wild like that. It just from 0 to 100 real quick. Why? Because everybody is frustrated. Everybody is tired. Everybody is kind of over it, but you can't be over it because it's yours. It's not babysitting. If it's your own child, it's just parenting, friend. And people don't have this conversation with you before you have children. Big people are just pressurizing you into having children. Oh, I have children, I have babies. Yeah, we want grandchildren. All of them are just pressurizing you into having children, but they don't actually give you the ins and the outs of what it actually is to have these children and what happens to you in the comfort of your own skin. Did you know that it takes approximately 2 years for you to heal from childbirth? That's why Auntie Matriarch is not even bothered. Which I know she gained weight. Oh, okay. I'm not worried. I'm not worried about nothing. Because I kind of understand. I kind of understand that, yo, the body went through what it went through. Bringing another person into the world is not easy. The body went through what it went through. And it is what it is. I'm just going to brace myself. And I'm just going to pick it up where I left off. And there's an 8-year gap between my children, so I can wait most now for another. I can bounce back in the next 8 years and then I can have the next one. Most, yeah. And that argumentative stage that kind of doesn't end up until the child is fully independent. If you guys are parenting the child together, you guys are in one vicinity, the hostility between you guys doesn't kind of ease up. There's a lot of joyous moments, but there's also a lot of conflict because most of you are exhausted. Now, if you are dating a typical tipisa man, eh, that doesn't have a father. Yeah, I'm bashing you. A typical man that doesn't have a father, and if he has a father, his father is not an involved father, right? You are going to suffer and you're going to hate him. You're going to hate him because he doesn't change diapers. Him, it's not for women. It's not for men. Eh, he doesn't cuddle the baby, is not for men. Eh? He doesn't feed the baby the bottle, is not for men. He doesn't choose the child's clothes, it's not for men, it's not for men. You're gonna suffer and you're gonna hate him. Hello? Hello from the other side. You must not hang up the phone in my ear. It will damage my eardrums. It will damage my eardrums and I'll be deaf in 5 years. Please stop that. Let us hang up together simultaneously. Don't do that. And I know sometimes you just want to hear me say hello to you and it's fine, but at least give me an opportunity to hang up before you hang up. Verstandje? Okay, but you guys can call in. Today's Wednesday. You guys can call in. I'm going to repeat the number one more time because this is redundant. So it's 083-288-401. So the conflict between you guys when the baby comes, right? It is intense. It is immense. It is what? You guys love each other so much. Thank you so much for creating life with me. Thank you so much for all of this. Thank you so much for woo, woo, woo. We love each other. Oh my God. But the truth is that there are a lot of things that are blocked when you have a child. Now, I'm an advocate, darling. I'm an advocate for have the children after you're married. Have the children after you're married. That's what I'm saying. Do not, if somebody is not somebody that you're willing to marry, don't have children with them because they're going to be stuck in your lives forever. And you might want somebody stuck in your life for the wrong reasons, right? But remember that forever is a long time, huh? Forever is a very long time. And children are commitments. They are bigger commitments than marriage even. So I say that have the children when you're married, where you know for a fact, right, that everything that is happening here is not grounds for divorce. We just hate each other right now. We're just kind of going through it right now. But generally on a good day, we love each other and we are willing to stick it out together. A boyfriend can leave you. A girlfriend can leave you with your baby. We can bounce. Eh? But I'm not saying husbands and wives don't leave each other. I'm just saying it's better this side. Good evening.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm well, but you need to take off. You need to turn off your radio.
All right.
And then I just laugh. Change. What happens when somebody changes in a bad way?
Hello, Jutano.
Ujutano no je. Hakweto jesa kukumite kwa kungwe man. Friend edge. Yes, elane. Unujutano nontuku mwenenge?
Different.
Different mothers. Five different yeah. chicks allowed you to become the father of their children. Ta. Ta. Ndeo endelele nembera. Ndeo pop your game amutumani. Yes, sir. Kuchankero hawe. Nando nina ujune. Ngeshingawa kwa kukunina ne. Neme wahanokati tano. Aye, ngikuwa po piro game o nene man. Nando ndinunu na uju ne. He, nga enkeronga yungwe ya ndina na ungwe man. Nengo uwa ipo to tingi nyano. Chasi nga iti kuita ele unu na uju ne o shijaye. Woo, ha e?
He.
Toko kanuna kene?
Ngura.
Hamu ya kora adi yungu ipo pile? Ano, okay, pefe, pefe, what happened now?
Undezemba ni kukushia na ungo toka rosi kumbisi osi nene.
Itandihi ya undezemba ngayo undezembe ya nare?
Undezemba ngura mozu.
Oya kwetushia metwa nare? Gange munike last minute. Gange mukan minge MCK ni maeni. The whole year tam planning ganga andi ya mwara. Koma last ne hal?
For 30 minutes.
Ne hala. Oh. Ah eh. Kia yangu shamba ya kia hiwa wa.
Aso nyanyu kweta tanga.
Ite nyanyu kweta tanga? Oh. Pamoja ndahara ngaku sleepinga over. Ondutuli ngaya membo tatu poteri ngaya ntu ya jamati. Ngandi hara koma last ni hal.
Wati.
Ehe, pefa mwenye ngerwa ne nana penyano. Utondwa wiza auzi peni. Onto halunduruka, does she change? Do you change? What happens?
You know some women. Agazona mwika ehoroma avundagano. Yamo ehoroma avundagano ngaga.
Anu agazona mwika ehoroma avundagano. Nguga kole.
Ayo, simoshi ya kembinga nembinga.
Okay.
Ya simboli mwenoho jando wadha ondo mwemu na nao kana ndeta mdivosa ashi ya ambano kucha openu mbepo imwe hai yapo simboli mwenoho fuka kongkazo nao konje mguino panda ego membo
shirisho
ya simboli mwene
maro fuki reshikene unenenga ngero nkazo nao kwa yopo amu no kana Omurashi koka fuka ne huya. Sho ini mai yiri kumwe na tango. Shashino anu mwari ani olukwe kwe?
No.
Ngeshi meme wanje ne? Meme wanje ya aljoshi mashatele kwako mwari. Never.
Nandiku puro ka puro.
Pulanjuta.
Uvoka hukoro ka mwakuti. Kateki horo ndingongo ngutu.
Kandika shika mara faturu rutare tateke horo ndingo ongungutu ondingo ongungutu dan asana mwipopili okay
mwumbosha muna ondingo ongungutu tato atine oh ay ongungutu ngono da kukutu neno ndaharo kanyame ya gatara lako matara yeah
okay
Yoso ne azifeno mwari ne omwari ngengo mwaji omwari membo. Omwari ya mu. Ya pia gane kwa?
ya pia gane kwa ne. Pula lelo. Nenge.
Oh. Urarewa uri mitwa. Ngo onto omwari ne. Urarewa uri mitwa nga.
Ya. Ya kara. Wei tovuru ne kwizi di mikaro. Shijaye utegelele mkweni. Uira roshipole. Tovuru ala. Na kukento fulu.
Numono kana ngeta kariri. Kana konga ngeta kariri. Numakinya gata mekata gata.
Tagatondoka ee.
The same with the men. When the feeling is coming, it's just the same.
Numakinya gata mekakutondoka.
Numakuriti gatura kumusana. Ay, de burua.
Hey!
But you don't want the responsibilities that come with it.
Generational curses or ancestral curses or onto a eshirogera ashipitandora momiraro. You understand? And Oshima shono ngwe weke shitora kone de toshikokorena na maeni detoya detora nunkuruka diwe deton figire na naka spirita kachangao. All of a sudden, na shanguruka dewe akakosa okuno spiritual husband. Then we kueta akuchosha ziri repeni, mara oshowe watora ontu akaka eripondo doya changao. You understand? At that level.
And you don't understand now why kucha omurashike, why are your things not going well in life? Why are you never getting any advances at work? Why are you not getting a promotion? Why are you always the one that gets fired out of everybody? It's because you went to pick up other people's curses. You guys don't know how dangerous women are. And I'm not saying that women are dangerous in a sense that we go and look for it, but there are certain things that we are born with that we have to figure out, right? That we have to break these generational things. Some people are born with generational poverty, my brother. She must not change her attitude towards you, Shashino. You didn't get five rounds. You only got one round anyways. Eh?
That's one anya to atu vurutuka tu na kadona etio menzo kana marasando ala tu iko nzenani. Ongu kadis chandika garu kira muina karanjo.
Shashino, momiraro. Opuna, there's a different kind of women. Akutu am, in life am. There are certain women that, actually not women, but everybody. Everybody has a preference of who they want to be with, which I don't like dark girls. You know, matriarch is cool, but she's not my type. You understand? And I don't like light in complexion girls. I don't like tall girls. I don't like short girls. I don't like women with children. I don't like this and I don't like that. We all have our own preference. Right?
One.
Yes, the one that we prefer. Kucha. Mi inga ndaha ene tako tarimana konduda. Tandi kikinya. Yes, it's what I want. In my life, it's what I want. Nah, terondo, terondo. Yes, I want that one. And everybody has their own agenda when it comes to people. But yeah. There are certain kinds of people, right, that are just not made for you. And they are just who they are, and that who they are is not specific for you.
Yeah.
And it is with what we call, for example, generational poverty, right? There are just certain people, ever since the beginning of time, their whole entire lineage has been poor.
Yeah.
Even if one makes it out, right, to go and get a job, and even if 10 of them are working, the way they are working is still working in poverty. There's no real riches and there's no real progress as long as they're just eating and they're not dying. And you have to be a person that realizes, but if I'm looking at my lineage, I must understand the type of women that come from my family or the type of men that come from my family members and my ancestors. I must understand my lineage in order for me to know, now, you people that go and sleep with other people, what happens is that your partner, ohekunyanyara, because, like we said, preference, there are certain things that are within certain people that is a deal breaker. One person can never be with a person that beats. Never. She doesn't want any more. She's dating in the next 6 months. She's over you. She'll never even look back. You understand? And then there's somebody that cannot tolerate cheating. One small cheating and she's out. You understand? It's a wrap. It's done. I'm done. I cannot do it. Because everybody has preference. And then there are certain people that if you squander money, she's done with you. Like, whoa. I cannot be drawn. And usually, people that dump you for wasting money are people that have broken cycles within their families of generational poverty, understanding that you are the one that's going to take them straight back to poverty because you are irresponsible and you are reckless with money.
Yeah.
You understand? So everybody has a deal breaker. Everybody has an advantage, a disadvantage. Everybody has preferences. So now, me that can't tolerate infidelity, for example, right? When I look at you, I see Okaka. I cannot say the other one on air. I see Ondoya. Ondeku Nyanyara. Because it, for me, it is very disgusting for you to be sweating on another person. What if their sweat is having things? Tomorrow you have genital wards that are growing like flowers in between your legs. And as we've been clean this whole time. Like for me. I can't. Shashi not open joints, I
will. Why?
No, because on the kunyanyara, and you guys don't give people time to heal from what you have done to them. And that's the problem that we are having right now. The problem is that not that we are incapable as human beings of forgiving other people. The problem is that we are incapable of being patient while other people heal from what we have done to them. Yeah. So you want your wife to be fine tomorrow. But yesterday she caught you sleeping with Ndapewa. Yeah, I don't understand. She's hurt. But you don't want to be patient enough to allow her to heal. Let her take the time that she needs, because even with betrayal, right? We go through different phases. It's just like mourning. It's grieving. And with infidelity, my brother, what happens is that I'm mourning the idea of you. I am grieving the idea that I had of you. And also, I'm coming to terms with the fact that I might have been stupid for believing you.
But sometimes you sleep with a woman having HIV, but you can't get HIV sometimes.
Yeah. But we don't care. Who cares?
But let me ask you something.
Who cares? Who cares? Your theory is what if you're not part of those people? You are willing to take that chance, kanakameme? You were saying?
Nandiku pure puro dimwe.
Please.
Anditi. Ndaro tengeneke je. Anu mbafu mbato mbuto. E present. Optuneka anu eri alindis komba daivi. Onkalona no mati. Rombo ranjena na ojea mbato HIV.
My opinion of how many people have HIV. In contemporary Namibia, I can say that right now, you have to hold the line quickly.
If you've reached that stage in life where you are tired of everything, where each day is just routine, dah yammer me oh. No, seriously, I am genuinely sorry for you, because you clearly haven't been polanified. Like, boring day at the spun. Polanify your lunch hour with a delicious Polana curry. Chewing through yet another stale sandwich. Polanify your burger with a little mac and cheese. Tired of chewing the same shandy? Polanify your munchies with air-fried Polana pasta chips. Come on, life's too short for boring. Polanify every moment with Pasta Polana, a proud product of Namib Mills.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the matriarch and my beloved caller. What is your name? What is your name, say?
It's Nicanor.
Nicanor, no? Hi, Nicanor. How are you? Welcome, welcome, welcome. Anyways, you were asking me if I have to estimate, right? Is it gender or just percentage-wise of Namibians' population who has HIV?
Yeah.
In all honesty, in contemporary Namibia, I don't know how to estimate that one because HIV is not also the pandemic that it used to be. It is not something that we fear and it's not something that can catch us and kill us the way it was killing in the 90s and the early 2000s. So right now, HIV is not a thought that crosses my mind when I'm walking in the midst of people or when I go into a hospital. It's not a thought. I think more about COVID than HIV. I think more about TB than I think of HIV.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But why the doctor cannot tell us how many now?
Because it's not important anymore. It's not important because it's so rare for people to actually get it anymore because there are so many measures put in place to avoid it.
But they are still there.
No, it's still there. It's still there. Just like COVID is still there. Everything is still there. Polio is still there. Cholera is still there. Malaria is still there. Everything is still there. It's only that we manage it better. It's onkithi management. It's just like cancer. It's there. But it's better managed. Everything is better managed.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not like back in the day when our cousin but has mind, HIV, yeah. We go and stand there and we watch him die. It's not like that anymore.
But my mind, I think like me,
mm-hmm.
The woman is the one sleeping in the hire.
But women don't sleep with themselves, unfortunately. So, yeah. You can say one woman is having, one woman is having HIV, but 10 of you guys are sleeping with her, so.
You know what the problem is that.
Hey, they take care of themselves. Until you're what? Rihanna. Yes. Colorism. You guys see light in complexion, you think clean. Nice. Yeah, you see fat and you're like, nice, clean, yeah, healthy. Yeah. Tamonika from Enombuto. She's healthy, healthy, healthy. Yeah. Yeah. Healthy or Enana.
Look at Matako, but Matako is having HIV.
My dear, Ndundunya.
I don't know why.
That is exactly why what I'm talking about. I feel it disappears, right? Because on a normal day, you are most not going to sleep with other people. Then all of a sudden, now that I have a baby, you're sleeping with other people. Now I hate you. Huh? Because me, I'll hate you for it. I'll hate you. I might not even break up with you. I might stay with you and just torture you. Just make you go crazy.
Nandi cheating gani nando kurini.
Yeah. Okay. Look, there are a lot of frustrations that come with having a baby. It's just that many people don't talk about it. Unenenga ontungu that took long to get a child. You understand? And she got her child in the late 30s and she's struggling. But she has no platform to talk about it. Do you know why she has no platform to talk about it? Because she feels like she cannot complain about anything. She can't complain about struggling. She can't complain about paining. She can't complain about anything because then she feels like she's being ungrateful for the baby that she got. And you that is there, you are not an assistant. I don't know kucha awambo men, maybe it's because you guys didn't really grow up with fathers. Or even if your fathers were there, they were not really active fathers. But your generation, to be honest, your generation, I'm proud of you guys. Omake man. Like, my generation, you guys' generation, I'm proud of you guys because you guys are stepping up into becoming fathers. But you guys need to polish up on your skills as being a partner of a person that had a child. You need to learn to assist your person. You need to learn to take some of the weight off. Hello?
All right. You need to learn to take some of the weight off because when you help the woman, right, in this phase of the child being alive and she restores her strength, then she'll like you. But now if you are a baby also, and then there's a baby also, and then there's myself, will I not burn out? Will I not be overwhelmed? Will I not be tired? Every day I'm tired and you are still expecting me to cook and dish out again. Eh? I must dish out twice. Oh, in one day. Eh? And I must still be somebody's dish. How? I think utonbembono, it comes from the fact that somebody feels that they are doing all the work and the other person is not doing much. And it usually stems from, I think that it usually stems from not actually having somebody that is helpful. Women that give birth need all the help they can get, times 10. They need no judgment and they need somebody to do the most unexpected things for them. So when you go and visit your sister that just had a baby, right? Don't go there saying things like, oh, let me wash the baby's clothes and she'll appreciate it. But guess what happens? She still has dirty clothes. She still has dirty clothes that she has to wash. So why don't you wash both the mother and the child's clothes? Why don't you take care of Amwari so that when they go through that phase, they don't end up resenting you. We end up hating you, Chomi. We hate you so much, especially when you are sleeping. Eh? And it's 2 a.m. and I'm sleepy as hell and I'm still bleeding and my nipples hurt and I'm just tired and exhausted and my phone won't stop ringing and nobody's asking how I am and you are snoring. How wow. I will end up hating you, to be honest. I will. I promise. I promise you I'll end up hating you because, right, you are not assisting me. And you are the first one to pull out your phone to take pictures of the baby. 90% of us don't have pictures of us and our babies when we gave birth to our babies. Eh? Even when they were babies and they were looking cute, we don't have pictures with them. Because we are always the photographer, employee. Eh? We are always the one that's changing. Eh? When the child cacas, the people bring back the child like this, kind of caca. Yeah, they bring the baby back like that. I think the child is crying. Bring the baby back like this. And you were just about to take a nap. So that burnout there. And one thing that a lot of us are also not acquainted with is the fact that new moms, and when I say new moms, I'm not talking about you have never had a child in your life, you're a new mom. No, I'm talking about every single time that you have a child, you're a new mom. Yeah, like you are a mom, you are a new mom every single time because every experience with every single child is a different experience. So new moms go through phases of depression. If you as the partner, because it's your responsibility as the partner to take care of your woman's mental health, the reason that some of us could bounce back is because we had dudes that could assist. Kucha, whoa, like, wait a minute, I ran your bathwater, I put like a little bit of salt in it. You can sit inside. I went to ICU. I was in the hospital for a whole month and I didn't have to worry about my daughter because Habibi took care of that baby ever since she was 10 days old. She's 2 now. Like, and I could come back to work, like, and not shisha milk all over the place and cry here on air because I was taken care of. We were taking care of each other.
And that is why we end up hating each other after the baby comes, because one is doing the work and the other one is reaping, is harvesting whatever grows from the seeds. Yeah. This dude has all the pictures of the baby. Yeah. With every single cute outfit, it's them. You know, they are taken pictures of, but there's never a day that you guys also flip the screen and say, let me take a picture of you, mommy, with the baby. Mm-mm. No. So women grow resentful. That's why you guys break up. Did I answer your question, children? Let me know if you did. Say yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. In the comment section, if I've answered your question to some degree. And if you have another question on top of the question, you can always ask. You can just type it out there. Just say yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. If it was answered. Sometimes it's just the frustrations of life. And sometimes you're getting a child with somebody that you don't live with. And you are there at home and your support system is your mother. But your mother is also a senior and she needs to rest. And there's also that backhanded slap that comes. Shipira. Yes. So every single time you are so embarrassed to ask for help. So you just suffer in it. And this person is calling you. And then this person is like, yo, so what's up? Why you don't want to talk to me? Bro, how can I be talking to you if I'm sitting in fire? How can I be possibly relaxed if I'm sitting in fire? And even when I am talking to you, right? The only thing that you're asking me about is the baby. What about me? Eh? How you been? Like, how does it feel? Don't start the conversation with how are you, matriarch, and then it ends with and the baby. No, just have a conversation with me alone about me, because for a very long time, it is not an easy thing to share your body with another human being, especially when that human being is constantly telling you every day that you are not enough. And the only way that they're telling you that you're not enough is by kicking you. Eh? Kicking you, stretching, and using your body like a motel. Eh? Hey, you love the baby, but giving birth is traumatizing, whether you want to admit it or not. For me, it wasn't traumatizing. Oh, so you think it's absolutely normal for you to go and sit at home for 6 weeks? You think your body is not traumatized? You guys all don't want to understand that we are traumatized in one way or another. Our body keeps score of every single thing that we had gone through. Now, if we start to acknowledge little things, then maybe, just maybe, we'll get better and we'll start to manage. I'm saying, right? One or two children that you've had out of marriage and all of that, it's fine, right? And children that are born already before you heard this information, there's nothing we can do about it. But how about we refrain and then we have our next children in marriage? Then we see how that's going to work out. Because even if you go and end up in a divorce, and even if whatever happens later on, right, at least you will know that that process with your children, you're not going to be doing it alone. You're not going to be doing it alone. You're going to be doing it with somebody that wants to be there, and you can now force the agenda, because at least you can also just say, I'm coming now, and then you drop the baby there, then you go and sit outside and go and hide, smoke a cigarette.
Great news, Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just $36 Namibian a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its
staff. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Tune in to The Home Run with Helmut and Dwight on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM, and be part of an in-depth discussion on events you didn't know you needed to hear until you do. From Namibia, Africa, and around the world, tune in from Monday to Friday from 4:30 to 6 p.m. only on Eagle FM.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukulile. Oshafafa na nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Konongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doili nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka. Okwene ushendife nawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge patafano na Monica ko Eagle FM onore tatu imwe mbali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile kongerewa, mbira hetatu natu, bali o hetatu watatu, o mafilane, Eagle FM, the eye.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch on this lovely, lovely, and oh so beautiful Wednesday evening. The time is 18 minutes past the hour of 10. And hello. Hi. Yes. What's that? We're talking about change. We're talking about the not so comfortable change. Because when we talk about change, it's always a story about, oh, I've changed in a phenomenal way. You know, my personality has changed. Everybody's all on that hype of soft life, good life era. We all on that self-love, self-respect, self-worthy, self. Everybody's talking about themselves as if they are standing in life alone. There's usually somebody that's next to you, in front of you, behind you, at the back of you, or even 6 feet underground. And there's definitely somebody on top of you. And what happens to those people around you? Have you ever watched your friend just become somebody else? Like your, I don't know, like, I can't associate with you anymore because of who you have chosen to become. Who you chose to become, I can't associate with that anymore because you've changed, right? And it's the change that people that are walked away from, they don't analyze. They don't see how much courage it takes to walk away from somebody. To walk away from a friend is the most difficult situation. That it's worse than a breakup, because a friend is somebody that carries you through life. Carries you, Chomi, carries you. Hey, your mother is sick, your friend comes through. You are having a breakup, she comes and advises you, and then you do the opposite of what she advised. But she's still there. Your friend is the one that hypes you up for that new business proposal that you wanted to do. Your friend is the one that encourages you. Kuchai mane, don't worry. Kuchirongo tayara. Your friend is a sibling that you got as a gift from the universe and your ancestors, so that you can go through life having someone that doesn't judge you, someone that takes you wholeheartedly, and to walk away from that. And the types of relationships, right, we can have with friends is multiple. Friendships are the only ones where we don't have to be monogamous. Everything else, we have to be monogamous. We have to be monogamous to our parents because we only have one set of parents. We have to be monogamous to our partners because apparently polygamy is illegal here. And cheating is adultery. It has a different name. It's not even cheating. It's adultery. It is punishable by law. That one. You are not allowed to cheat. And friendship is the only one where you are allowed to have more than one,
more than one. And with every single beat, with every single friend, with every single associate, you have different relationships. Now, these relationships are all rooted in something. Sometimes you want to be of somebody's friend because of the benefits that you get. Somebody wants to be friends with you because you are an amazing person. And as I assume, and rightfully so, that you are you, that is watching you, that is listening. You're an amazing person, and that's why we're here. And all this just goes down the drain because they change. They change and become somebody else. They change and become something. You can even say something that you don't recognize. Your friend used to be emotionally invested, emotionally connected. Your friend used to have effort. Your friend used to show up. Your friend used to be your ride or die, right? You could have had a whole clique, a conglomerate of friends where you guys just back each other. And then all of a sudden, this just goes away. That is painful. And it's because apparently they say it's soul searching, but they're losing their souls while they're searching for their souls. Friday. Yeah. Friday. The guy's name is Friday and the song's name is called Below Zero. Hey, go and listen to it. Below Zero. It's about a chick that is drinking like crazy. Don't go and think it's about seasons because he talks about winter is coming. It's about alcoholism, right? It's like watching your childhood friend that you've known all your life, that you've known has not been a drinker, not been a whatever, and this person just starts doing these things, and you kamunaro story nai at all. And you watch your friend slip out of your fingers, right? Like just, you're holding on, but person is just slipping out of your fingers. And what people don't realize is that for you that is choosing to walk away, it is painful, friend. It is painful. It is painful because you think about it and you think about it and you think about it. And every single day you are hoping that this person will give you reasons to stay. You're hoping that this person will give you reasons to be there. And every single day they turn around and disappoint you. They disappoint you. They betray you. They stab you in the back. They do everything that is dirty, dirty and nasty, nasty to you. Until one day you have to wake up and then you have to choose yourself. You have to choose your own sanity. You have to choose your own finances. You have to choose your own stability. You have to choose your own path in life, right? That doesn't include them. And that choice is painful. It doesn't just come from anywhere. You don't just wake up and decide that you don't want to be friends anymore. What did this person do? It's because along the way, they've hurt you in ways that you can't even explain. They've hurt you in ways that you can't even fathom. They've hurt you in ways that you can't even explain to another person. Because if you explain it to another person, right, you will hear it out loud and hear how sinister it sounds. They are people that have hurt people beyond measure. They are people that have done such bad things to other people. And they are still the victims after these people decide to choose themselves. It's that kind of change. The change where you are looking at somebody become somebody you can't recognize. Now, this friend of yours that you used to take home, have you ever had a friend that you take home? And I know that we're all in Windhoek. We're all, you know, thriving. We're all, you know, living our best lives. We are having babies and going out and eating money. And, you know, we are in our soft girl, boy, girl era, whatever eras we are in. And we have these couple of friends or this one friend, right? If we're lucky, we have one. If we are blessed, then we have multiple friends, right? That mean a lot to us and that also value us in return. The type of friends that you take home are the type of friends that you know will never embarrass you in front of your parents. The friends that you can count on to come through for you in any situation. The day that you go disabled, you know that Jermaine is going to come and pick you up and take you to your mother. The day that you get bumped by a car, you know that Abner is going to go to your mother and say, Kuchameme, this is what happened. I'm telling you the whole story. You know you can count on that because these are the friends that you take home. Now imagine a friend that you take home and decides that they are going to change. And they are going to change into something that you can't recognize. This something that you can't recognize is so embarrassing that you can't take it amongst your people. Have you ever had a friend that talks smack? Not the me kind of smack. Me, you can take me. Me, you can take me. Mothers love me. Fathers love me. Family love me. You can take me. You can take me with. Don't worry. You can take me with to your mother. I am fine. Not this kind of smack. I'm talking about people that talk so bad. And they never used to be like that. And then they just start being like this. And you wondering, is he not gonna end up insulting my father? Like, yo, no. You understand? And it comes from somewhere. It comes from the person just deciding to change their personality. Now, of course, because of the information that we have gotten, right? Because of the research that we have done, we've understood that people change because of different circumstances. People change because of mental disorders, right? Somebody was perfectly fine today, and then tomorrow something just happens and they are no longer the same. All of a sudden they hear voices, or they see things, and things like this happen, right? And their personalities change. That, it's not that we can understand it, but we know what it is, right? And then there are people that change because of something bad that has happened to them. And no matter how deep of a friend you are, some journeys are meant to be walked alone, and some journeys are meant to be for you to tell people like, hey, when you need me, I'm here. I'm not gonna force myself into your situation, and I'm not gonna force myself into your life, but I'm here. You understand? I'll be here at this point waiting for you. You understand? And some people change because of old age. Some people change because they're immature. They have not experienced things yet, and that's why they talk the way they talk. It's the same way that somebody can tell a grieving person, and I find this so disrespectful. Somebody that can tell a grieving person that, you are crying because of a father, my sister. Hey, losing a mother is worse. Like, what do you mean? Because you don't understand. And I would say that is just immaturity for now. But it's still something that stings and something that hurts, especially if you are in it. We only understand death when it comes knocking at our houses. We only understand grief when it's happening in our houses. We only understand loss when it happens to us. Otherwise, we go to the places where they are mourning. We help out. We assist. We carry caskets. We cover people under the ground, and we walk away, wash our hands, and go to our houses and watch Netflix. It is what it is. You're not going to be thinking about my dad walking down the corridors because he's not your father. You're not going to be thinking about my mom knitting because he's not your mother. You're not going to be thinking about my lover because he's not your lover. You can sympathize with me. Yeah, you can sympathize, but you will never understand it unless you have walked in it. And also unless you've had the relationship that I have with the people that I've lost. That's the only time. So that kind of change, the kind of change that makes you want to throw in the towel. So how do you guys deal with that kind of change? What happened? Like, did you guys just walk away? Did you guys just say, no, I'm done? I'll tell you guys a story. I have a friend of mine, Kwadi. I used to have a friend of mine because also saying it in a past tense is a bit odd for me, because past tense for me, I usually use it with dead people. But in all honesty, she is dead to me. Like, for real dead to me. So I personally have the 4-strike rule, where you can hurt me once, you can hurt me twice, you can hurt me 3 times, you can hurt me the 4th time, and then I walk away from you completely for the rest of my life. I will not look back. I will pass you like you don't exist. You will say hi to me, and I will pretend the wind was blowing. You are dead to me. You are walking, but you are dead. dead to me. I have that. That's the four strike rule. And it is something that is gradual. You know, I check you first. This one is giving unreliable. This one is giving malicious. This one is giving, you know, and then eventually I come to the point where I'm like, yo. Apart from being your friend or apart from being your spouse, right? I'm also somebody's parent and I need my mental health in order for me to continue being somebody's parent, somebody's daughter, somebody's radio hostess. Mm-hmm. Somebody's employee, somebody's employer. I need to continue with my life and you are a hindrance to my life. So I'm walking away. So I have this, I used to have this friend of mine. I've known her since, I think it was high school. Not high school. I've known her since my gap year. And I was what, 18? And I'm 34 now. I've known her since then and, we've always kicked it. We have 1B kids. So we are Peapox hip hop. Yeah. Peapox hip hop community kind of thing where we are combined with everybody. We used to go to the studio a lot and that was our leisure time. So I met her through the studio. So we kicked it off and we also live on the same direction. Or we lived in the same direction of Peapox. So occasionally when we go to the studio, we hang out, we chill, we would take walks back home together. And we became close. We became genuine friends. We became close. We shared stories. We associated. It was a good friendship to some degree. But the problem that I had with her was her drinking. Now it wasn't a big deal when I was drinking because, you know, birds of the feather, you know, it wasn't a big deal when I was drinking also because I would also get nutted. I'd also get drunk. So it wasn't really that bad. And I wouldn't really see, the intensity of her alcoholism, right? Because I was also an alcoholic at the time. So we gelled well. And then I had my son, like you see, change. All of a sudden, when you have a child, you want to change. You don't want to drink alcohol anymore. So I became sober. I became sober when my son was 2. And I've been 8 years sober. So eventually, right, when I became a parent, I started to see things a little bit differently. I wanted to protect my son's space. And my son's space is my household, you know? And now my household can't be filled with people that are coming with alcohol to drink and let's chill, let's what? And especially when I stopped drinking, we can meet wherever. You can be drinking your drinks, but I'm a mom. I'm a parent. I'm trying to be responsible. So, and she doesn't have any kids, you know? And she doesn't have any kids because, you know, she drops them, you know, toilet like that. So it was a choice, right? And in this, eventually I started seeing her patterns, right? I started seeing her patterns because, keep in mind that I'm fully sober. So I'm fully sober and I'm just watching the story and I'm drinking the cool drink and I'm watching the story unfold. And things I didn't see back then, I start to see in the present. And I start to see that, like, you know, man, but like, how can you be a girl and you pee yourself? How can you be a girl and then you just disappear with whatever? How are you, like, how is this your personality? How is this okay for you? You know? And the noise that was made also, and the embarrassment, the public humiliation that came with being associated to her was intense. It was intense. It was bad and I didn't like it. And also a couple of times there were interventions and she went to rehab. And, you know, she's also, one of those, people that had their parents have money, you know, and their parents can afford, you know, to for their children to have a problem, and they take them to the facilities and they take them to the centers that can assist them. So she's going to, this rehabilitation here. She's going to the rehabilitation in SA. She's going to the rehabilitation in what? She's going to all these fun spaces or nice spaces that, you, like with me, it was more of like, buckle up, my dear, because nobody's coming to save you. Your mother doesn't have that kind of money to send nobody to rehab like that. Eh? So it's either you get your act together or this is it. And I'm fortunate enough to have gotten my act together. So I got my act together. I got my act together alone, without assistance, except from, you know, my people. I believe in ancestors, you know. I believe in God. I believe in my ancestors. So in this, I'm looking now, and I'm looking at this person basically wasting resources, and she's wasting resources that, you would be jealous that these resources are even available in the first place because you don't have them. But it was more about, okay, now take the chance now. Now take the chance. And this is a person that I used to root for, you know, and on tough days, I would be like, no, my friend, let's just do this. And no, my friend, let's find something fun to do that doesn't involve alcohol, and always ends up with alcohol. And then the day that I decided that I can't be your friend anymore, we were walking from Baines. And she was drunk, and it was basically everybody now looks at you as your friend's keeper. Like, oh no, you must take your friend home, and you must take care of your friend. Your friend is gonna be in dangerous situations. And this is, I think I was very disappointed at the situations in which she had put herself in. She had been raped like 3 times because of this gallivanting at night. And okay, it's not because of that. It's because people are bad, but had she been sober, it would have been a different scenario. It wouldn't have been you walking in the middle of the riverbed in Katutura. You don't even live in Katutura, you know, in the middle of the riverbed in Katutura, and you are there with your phone, you get robbed and raped, you know. And it was healing. It was a process of let's try and heal you. Let's try and work on you. Let's try and this. And then I realized that it was taking more from me than it should take. And the day that I was walking home with her, I was walking her home. I was like, you know what, my friend, I'm done. Eh? I'm done. Don't call me. Don't text me. Don't come over. If you see me, walk the other side, or I'll walk the other side. But as of today, you're dead to me. She didn't believe me. Of course she didn't believe me. I think it took her like 2 years to believe that I'm actually done. So she started rocking up at my house. Like, she'd rock up at my house sober, and I would send her back. Or I would sick the dogs on her. Like, yeah, sah, sah. I told this person not to come here. Sah. And the dogs were... Like, yeah. I told you, if you're dead to me, you're dead to me, friend. And the dogs are coming for you. And it would be like, the look in her eyes was as if I had absolutely betrayed her, abandoned her. Like, you know, how could you do that? I'm like, yeah. Like, how about all the other times? Like, how could you embarrass me? How could you, you know, ah, like, ooh, no, no, thank you. Sorry. Like, yo, I don't like that. No, friend. No, I don't like that. So I walked away. And I walked away because she changed. I walked away because she was no longer the person that I could be with. She was no longer the person that I initially started a friendship with. And she was morphing into something that I couldn't be associated with. I couldn't be seen with. I couldn't be around. I couldn't stomach. So I walked away. And trust you me, it was so painful for such a long time to imagine you are going somewhere, right? And you're being picked up maybe by the ride, right? And you are now driving past the bush, and you see a person that is sluggish, right? And then fall over, and then you check, it's this person. You're like, yo. Like, ah, maybe I should just go help her. Huh? The angel in me. Ah, maybe I should just go help her. The devil in me is like, bruh, don't you know what you promised yourself? And I tell the driver, drive! Drive forward! Go forward! Leave! We don't know these people. Go forward. You know? And eventually it became easier. Eventually it became so easy that right now, when I see her, it's like someone that I used to know. And it is what it is. So let's talk about the shift, right? From boyfriend to become baby father. Hey,
They changed. I don't know. He just changed. He used to like spending time with me, Matriarch, and now he hates spending time with me. Why is this like this? And it's because of like this, and it's because of like this. But you heard it. You heard it from one of our callers that called in today and said that, it is because of the stage in which you are. But now my question would be, if you know that this stage is going to come, then why choose to have children in the first place? You want me to be a carrier of your children, but you don't want to go through this phase that I'm going through with me. How? Men, why? Huh? Come through, explain. Why? Why is this happening? Why are we choosing that? Alrighty. The number in studio is 083-288-401. Why? We're talking about change. We want change, right? We want change, but not every single piece of change is phenomenal. It's great. It's wonderful. Some change leaves us bruised and broken. Sometimes, right? We just need to talk about the fact that it's not always happy. Like, oh my God, I'm a mom now. Like, yeah. Have you ever thought of the married women that wear bamboo dresses every day? I have 10, but don't judge me just yet. Have you ever thought of how people go on about apparently like, yeah, these women, ever since they got married, they just want to be wearing bamboo dresses. They don't wear sexy shorts all the time. In my defense, I've never been sexy like that. I've always been just a bamboo dress kind of girl. So in my defense, I didn't change when it comes to, you know, dress code, what. But have you heard of it? Have you heard about the women that apparently just become bamboo dress memes and they don't dress up nice for their husbands anymore, and they don't. My theory on that, because I have a theory on everything. Yeah, you can ask me. I have a theory on everything. My theory is that even in as much as we are blaming one another, we should also look at what idea we had of where we are going. What did we think it was going to be like? What did we think marriage looked like? Because men have a tendency of blaming women for, yeah, you changed. All of a sudden you don't wear booty shorts. You changed. Oh my goodness, you don't want to wear jumpsuits. You changed. How can I be wearing jumpsuits, I know, if I just birthed twins? I'm not confident in my body. Yeah, why don't you just go to the gym? You go to the gym. It's not like you're sexy. Yeah? People think that it's only me that is getting fat here. We are all getting fat. We are all unattractive. Yeah? Even to me, you are also unattractive. Because me, when I met you, yeah, you were having a six pack. And then here, now you're having a one pack that's about to become a fountain of youth, or a hurricane, or a fumara mangwa nombare. You are also not attractive. But yet, there are double standards, right? There are, women must remain sexually appealing. Women must remain attractive. Women must be, as if apparently, like, no. Somebody must also want to smash you, sir. And nobody wants to smash frogs. Nobody wants to smash unattractive things. And you men don't see that you guys also become unattractive. So you are giving me hell about gaining weight after I had a person come out of my body. But what's your excuse, sir? No one came out of your body, but why are you fat? I understand why I'm fat. I understand that, whoa. I just went through a whole lot of, and hormones and breastfeeding and babies and, I understand why I'm fat. But sir, why are you fat?
Usave's combo for just 599 Namibian dollars is so popular that we gladly repeat it. Hurry to get yours. 10 kilograms each of Champion Super Maize Meal, Bokomo Fetgo Flour, Nice Rice, and 10 kilos Marathon White or Brown Sugar. All four products for only 599 Namibian dollars. You save. I save. Yes, we all save at Usave.
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening to you. We're talking about the changes in my life that are phenomenal, that are bad, that are great, that are what? Yes, and right now the conversation was around the whole body. Yeah, we are not encouraging body dysmorphia here. We're not encouraging that. We're not encouraging you to not be confident within your skin. I think that the best that you can do for yourself, if you are struggling with weight gain, weight loss, weight whatever, appeal whatever, is to understand why you are the way you are. If you can understand why you are the way you are, you will sleep easier at night and you will learn how to work with it, how to deal with it, how to live with it. Or you can learn how to change it as well. And when you learn how to change it, it's only through knowing, learning what it is that is the problem. So if you are overweight and you just had a baby 6 months ago, relax. It's okay. Relax. But the thing is that the man that you are with is also a very important tool, because he can either make you or break you. He can either tell you that you are attractive and I like the extra weight that you put on, Ashanti. Yeah, everybody deserves a Nelly. Everybody deserves a Nelly. A Nelly that can say that I like the tang to tang. Yeah, I like the extra flap for flap. I like the extra what but what to hold on to. Yes, everybody deserves a Nelly. Everybody deserves a T.I. Everybody deserves a man that is going to stand by you when you were a little thicker than you should be, according to your own standards. Because it's not even anybody else's standards, it's just your own standards, right? So, it is a matter of understanding. Why are you the way you are? And why are you unhappy about it? Are you unhappy because all the other chicks, they just bounce back? Like, guys. Woo! I was looking with pure envy the other day. I saw a couple of pictures slide through my news feed, right? And it was lioness and flat stomach and everything. I'm like, hey. I'm like, why is this? Why is this voodoo? And then I even tried to calm myself with, like, she got good genes. No, it's just a matter of putting in effort. It's a matter of putting in effort. It's a matter of understanding your body. Why are you like this? And if you're not happy with it, you just commit to it. You just commit to it and then you just do it. There are people that have done it. You have seen, Lioness had a baby and then she bounced back like, shoo, she bounced back to formation. Nice things. This one, you know, she bounced back to formation. And it's not everybody that can bounce back like that. And it's understandable, but you have to understand and you have to know what you want for yourself. So like with me, I don't have a problem with being fat. I don't have a problem, please. Nobody must come to me. Nobody must come for me in the DM. I don't have a problem. My house members, they don't have a problem with having a mother and a wife that is looking like this. I don't have a problem for now. Yeah? For now, I don't have a problem. I was giving myself healing time. Yeah? I don't have a problem, please. I don't have a problem. For me, personally, I don't have a problem. And most probably what bothers me is stomach now and then. But most of the time, I also just forget that there's a lot of stomach. And I've noticed that after 2 years, the stomach just starts to go away by itself. It just starts to go away and just starts to, everything just goes back to the way it was. That's why it says, that's why it is also said that at least take two years for your body to recover before you have another child. Now you girls that are going back to back with kids, which are under haraku kumana rumwe, the haraku varuru no na anjerumwe de tu mana, tu mana. Good for you, sis. Wonderful. Good for you. So those are the types of changes that we are talking about. But now to go into a little bit of a written word, a little bit of literature. Okay. So there are types of hurtful changes, right? And it usually refers to difficult and painful transformations. Beautiful, difficult and painful transformations, whether forced or chosen. Sometimes you can force yourself, right,
to go through a transformation that is going to be difficult and it's going to be painful for whatever reasons that you might have. You might have this deep need to let something go, and letting it go is going to be difficult, and it's also going to be painful for you because you are going to be like going through a divorce. Like, nobody wants to go through a divorce, guys. I think we should stop talking about divorce, especially if we've not been divorced, right? We should stop talking about it because this is a forever of somebody that didn't work out. And we've got so much to say about a place that we've never been. Never been married in your life. Yeah, people are getting divorced because of, how do you know? How do you know, sis? We don't know. So it's that kind of transformation, knowing that, like, I have to change my living situation. I have to change my life situation because this is not working out for me. It might be dangerous. It might be bad. I might be unhappy, and I'm going to go through this, what I have to do, and it's going to be difficult and it's going to be painful. And it's those kinds of transformations, right? That we are saying, like, yo, it's not pretty. It hurts. And whether you chose it or it's forced, it doesn't take away from the fact that it still hurts. And usually it involves loss, fear, and discomfort. So it's you losing something, right? Sometimes when we think of change, we think of the finish line. We think of how great it's going to be. But we don't think about what we're losing in the process. You might be saying that, okay, yeah, like, for example, the issue with the friend that I had, in that change or in that decision to pull away and stop being her friend, right? There was periods of grief. There was periods of fear, there was periods of discomfort because she had been such a big part of my life for a long time, right? I was like 17 when I met her. And I would be lying if I said that there weren't moments where I would wake up in panic and say, oh my goodness, is that her calling me outside? You know, is somebody trying to jump her? Is she drunk? Did she lose her? What am I, like, there were periods like that. And then also grieving and mourning a friendship that could never materialize, that could never go to the extent in which we wanted it to grow. That in itself is a loss. And that is why when we leave people behind and we move on with our lives, and there's a sense of sadness, even though it's the correct decision, there's a sense of sadness is because we are mourning the ideas and the imagination, or we are mourning the ideas that are linked to the imagination of the future that would now never come to be. We are mourning the ideas that we had that are not going to materialize. We are mourning the potential that we saw that never became action. We are mourning the future that is now present, and it is nothing like we expected it or saw it to be. We are mourning a future. We are mourning something that was supposed to be more than this, and now it's not that. We are mourning. And that is why we cry for the dead, because we had so many tomorrows planned out for a tomorrow that was not guaranteed. We cry for the things that they are going to miss out on. We cry for the things that we are never going to experience with them. We cry for the things that are never going to be in their cards and in their reality. We cry for future marriages that they are never going to have. We cry for that. Good evening.
Matrix.
Yes, Tateti.
How are you?
I'm fine, my darling. How are you?
I'm okay.
That's wonderful.
How have you been?
I've been wonderful. How have you been?
Ah, okay.
Are you sure?
just about to burn out the pot, but it's okay.
Really? What are you cooking today?
Just some small, small things. You want to...
Small, small things like what? Kaino Madina?
Aye.
Ah. As we cooked Matangara for 2 days in our house. Oh, what? You're eating lobster and oyster? And
no,
prawns?
I would mix them up if I tried.
Calamari? Like, what is that? What are those eggs?
It's not
Tagalaga. Ay, la, yeah, bravo. Oh, in the middle of the month.
No, just that one in bread.
Okay. All right. That's wonderful. As we were cooking Matangara for 2 days in our house, they finally cooked. I'm saying they finally cooked me ma kukutu. That's not that's the point. Is not that it's bad. It's just
ohayo ma kukutu tagamana kolushiano. The thing is, you are supposed to help mom, and then you just light the fire outside.
And he's not outside at our house, man.
No, there is always outside somewhere. You just...
That's true.
You put up that one and then you bend them out. Nice.
No, that's true.
You are talking on the phone. Don't worry. Whether they are crying, they are...
That's true.
Even for two hours.
Today we're talking about negative change or painful change, to say. It's not necessarily negative, it's just painful change. You know, when people change in front of us. What we as the people that are experiencing their change goes through. So maybe you can share an experience that you've had of somebody that you knew. That changed
in terms of character, attitude.
Yes, all of it.
And
personality.
Behavior.
Yes, and behavior and character and everything.
Because, you remember that other friend of yours who used to cry too much?
Which one?
The one who said that he lost his parents at a very young age. And then, I don't know that guy, where he is now. Whenever I'm listening, he doesn't call much anymore because he's a bit very emotional.
Maybe he's fixed now. You know, I have a tendency of fixing people. Maybe he's fixed.
You have such people. That some of them, they will tell you their experience in life. Some of them, they will prefer to keep quiet. It's like you are dealing with an individual that was probably abused, and then they you see them from a distance most of the time. I just made a joke with one girl a while ago. And I was standing in at the counter, but it's a buying point. While I was talking to my cousin. Because we were so busy and then nobody was concentrating that we are even standing in the wrong space. So all of a sudden, I touched her on the shoulder. And then the way she reacted, I was like, no, Kate, you can't touch me like that. And I was like, I regard you as my uncle because I know you know the way I respect you. And I was like, but my friend.
It's a shoulder.
That I move. From the buying space, you can move.
But just hold the line for me, Tate T.
You're welcome.
Goeie nuus, Imba het nou nog beter geword. Ons het splinternuwe funksies bygevoeg om jou ervaring vinniger, beter en kragtiger te maak as ooit tevore. As jy gereed om die volle potensiaal van Imba te geniet, kry alle eksklusiewe funksies vir slegs $36 per maand of spaar selfs meer met ons spesiale intekenplanne. 5% afslag vir 'n 3 maande intekening, 10% afslag vir 'n 6 maande intekening en 25% afslag vir 'n 12 maande intekening. Kies die beste plan vir jou werk en geniet al die voordele wat
Imba bied teen 'n onverbeterlike prys. Imba, waar die wêreld saamkom, laai dit af en teken vandag aan.
Ritava zende kize, imba izwezi pili. Luekerize mikwaye nguyencha kukona kunolofaza, kwa nkufisa, hamo cholo ni mata amsika avona kari. Kana mitukiserize kuvona msevelezo wa imba ye, mufumane lisevelezo zezwezi pili ze, kakulifafela mashiringi alika na 36 na miben dollars kakweli. Kapa, kami kwaye kutesifa fasi ye tatama, 5% na chipisa, hamu ngotisari kwelize talu, 10% na chipisa, hamu ngotisari kwelize sirela, 25% na chipisa, hamu ngotisari kwelize lishumi peri. Muketeri kwelize Movata, Kumukone, Kalaku, Kola Zendezo, Imba, Miswalezi Fanachipisa, Imba, Toku, Ganifasi, Kaufela. We pay quite several other Imba Kachenu, Kumukone, Kola Zende, Kaufela.
All right, good evening, Tati Tunata.
Evening, I was saying,
yes,
this girl, the way she reacted,
yeah,
was very much unreasonable
for the transgression
she gave. That she respected and not that, but it was good of you.
I can't hear you, Tatiti. I don't know, you moved. You moved. So now it's just.
Where
were you first?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can hear you.
You can hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
All right.
So I was saying,
yeah.
And then I was so shocked
at
some point
because
it was in front of my cousin, and then my cousin said, no, what have you done to this girl? Like, maybe previously or whatsoever.
Yeah.
Then I said, Bruce, you heard what she said. She takes me as an uncle. And, of course, I mean, we just arrived and then we were just talking about what needs to be done tomorrow and whatnot. All of a sudden, I could feel there's a customer there. So, and then the guy at the counter said, no, guys, you're standing at the wrong space. But because I know her, I told her, no, it's fine. You can come through and then buy.
Yeah.
That was misunderstood as such all of a sudden.
Mm.
So now, I just took the shock. So, but I could see somewhere, somehow, underlying problems that I've never experienced with her.
Such as?
Like, that I've never seen her. It's like the reaction was very complicated.
Mental.
You don't know whether it's mental.
I'm asking from your opinion as a person that is looking. Because opinions can be wrong, right? We don't know. But what did you see? What did you see? Because there are certain people, that, we
bipolar, of course.
Okay.
But I've never observed that in her before because it's been a long time now that I've known her. But because of certain happenings in society and stuff, people become traumatized, you understand?
Yes.
And any other reaction, you can be the father, you can be an uncle.
It's deemed unreasonable.
And then they just take out their frustration on you and then you did not expect it.
Oh, they just snap.
Yeah, like, no, you can't touch me like that. Yeah, I respect you like what. Everybody was very shocked. Yeah. So I don't know. As we always say, somewhere, somehow, whether you went through contemporary social issues, whether you went through law, education, and all those things, you must have been taught about human psychology.
Yes.
You don't overreact when a child insults you.
It's just the same as the police is also taught.
What is wrong with this child?
Just the same as Tadetonata, the police is also taught that the type of force that you give must be equivalent to the force that you got. So you can't pull out a gun for somebody that has a kiri.
You can to
no.
Tell them that,
Somebody that is somebody that is standing there, but they are not moving towards you. Then you pull out a gun and you shoot them. Yeah, but then you pull out a gun and then you shoot them. They are standing right there and they were just talking.
You can't do that.
Yeah, that is the type of force that I'm talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, I will hurt you.
Yeah.
Stop there.
Or somebody that's coming barehanded, and then you pull out a gun and shoot them in the head.
You can paralyze them because, I mean, there are people that would come walking towards you.
But are you going to paralyze them with a gun, though?
You can put them in the leg and then they'll know what.
No, but there's no need. That's why you guys go for combat. You guys can deal with combat.
That's where the problem comes.
Yeah.
You remember the other officer who was trying to be a social psychologist, as much as I might say that.
Oh, the one from... I'm going to kill myself. That one.
No, the other one. There's a guy who... Yeah, the
is that one in the coast? the criminal... Sorry, man.
They're trying to be Brad Peter.
Yeah.
Now, your children don't have a father. You are gone. These things are reality. The human mind and the human being is the most dangerous individual in the world.
Yes.
They can snap any time. You don't know what is going on with them. Because of their past experiences.
Yes.
Then some of them have no self-control. No common sense or how do we call it? No regret. They only regret later. Their remorse is
they're impulsive.
Yeah. So they are impulsive and then they tell you later, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You can't tell me.
I hate that. I don't deal with that. People that have their fun first and then they come and apologize later to you like you are some fool. You don't do that.
That kind of
particular lady just changed.
Yeah, there are those people that have just been emotionally damaged. And you don't know from where it comes. But of course, there's something to do with their background in terms of upbringing, their personal experience, and all those things.
Now, have you ever met somebody that that has changed when they got money? Because that one is one that we also don't talk about a lot. We are hating on them, but we don't talk about what happens.
I've met people.
Yeah.
That had the money.
Yeah.
They lost it.
Yeah.
And then suddenly they got it back later. And all of a sudden, it just became bitter.
Bitter?
Yes, I see him. When they were down, when they had the money.
Yeah. And then they lost the money, and then they went to get money again. So that down period is the one that taught them a lesson.
They became bitter now.
Okay.
And including some of you who were supporting them when they were down, you're after Chris.
Oh, so everybody is just bad now.
You don't know now. And I've met people that are now, for example, in my political circles.
Yeah.
That I will not even be apologetic to say because of their lack of understanding of power, politics, and money. Now that they are sitting in parliament and that they were councillors, they think they have arrived without knowing that this is a temporary arrangement.
Yeah.
If they don't put to good use their investment.
So
the moment that door closes to politics and it opens for us, they will be back calling saying, hey, Zimo, hearing us. But then currently when you call them, it's like you went to eat what? Whatever word is coming out of your mouth is just fire. It's like you are burning them. They don't want to talk to you.
Yeah.
But then when they were not having that political power and position,
they
could never stop
calling.
So those things, you have them, and they are isolated cases. So yeah. you they are not one size fits all circumstances and situations.
Yeah.
These are things that happens in different sectors, different socio-political and economic environments.
Yeah.
And yeah, there are people who make money.
Mm-hmm.
And then they stay the same humility.
Mm.
And they just don't change.
Mm. Because money is not meant to change them, it's meant to enhance.
Yeah, and then they even become more benevolent.
Yeah.
I know good people that have known for years that they've never changed.
Yeah.
Even if after this
couldn't it be that you've always known them with money and that's their personality when they are loaded?
Yeah, no. It's not only that.
Okay.
Even those people that knew them before.
They always spoke of them. Yeah, they always spoke of them in the same light.
People that wanted help.
Yeah.
From them.
Yeah.
They would always come to the people, to the person's house.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I do not mean to mention anything else, but there are people may so rest well in peace, like Jacob from Lawley.
Mm.
I have known that boy for a very long time since he was a teenager.
Mm.
Until he got his house there in Ombotiba, I got married, what everything.
Mm.
But any time if I needed accommodation or I needed help in Ombotiba, the guy never changed. He would say, patient is more. Okay. Now, everybody's at home. But I can find the guy, guest house man. Oh, maybe I don't know.
Mm.
And I can't go home now. I don't have the capacity. To go to Ondangwa and Dukuyo and it's late.
Yeah.
Okay. Where are you? What are you doing? Okay, and then you go to Mimeka Teddy. Great. I'm sorted. But he never changed even in his social status, even in his time when he was married. But he always had that time to say, hey man, this is Tonata. I can do this one quickly for you.
Hmm.
And then I'll put him out.
But I know and that I money is going to change Mimi.
You?
Yeah. Money will change me, Tate Tonata. Money will change me.
You won't get the money if you want to become wicked.
I'm not going to become wicked. I'm just going to change. I'm going to be a nice person, but I'm going to be a nice person from far.
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
If your plan is going to put up cameras and CCTVs in the house, dreaming about you're going to do it in Finkenstein day. You are wasting your time. Do it now while you are in Rocky Crest.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can expand with it later when you develop and lease out this house and then move to the other property if you are living. Do it while you are in Korea.
Mm.
Yeah, then you won't feel the difference. And it won't really matter to you much. But if your plan is to arrest people now,
I'm not going to arrest people. I'm just going to change, my dear. I'm just going to not be chilling where I usually chill. I'm not going to be... I'm just going to change.
I'm not
blessing
you.
I'm just going to change.
Yeah,
but me, at least I'm honest. You people that say things like, no amount of money can change me. Me, there's an amount that can change me.
There is an amount
that is capable of changing me. But I need you to hold the line one more time, Tateti.
Great news. Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just $36 a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Alrighty, good evening, Tatiti. You were saying?
I was saying, your plan must always be that long-term plan. And another colleague of mine, he was having, he opens the this gambling machine.
Okay.
But he always, he was the one, I think he's a big controller.
Mm-hmm.
We always, he just has that social transmit. I don't know how many, but I think he has a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That guy always had a security guard. His house was in Korea House.
Forever, he just had a security guard in his house.
Three of them. Like, he could hire out any security company.
Oh.
He rotates them.
I...
And there's a gateman there, there's a security guard.
Mm-hmm.
Having both weapons of all types.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but we are just killing me and you. And then he would say, if I come there, I'll go there. And then he'll be like, tell the guy to open me. Or tell him to call me. Oh, okay. Even if the guy knows me from yesterday, he would not make me in. Because he doesn't know what to say.
Your agenda.
Those things are there, but the guy moved now. But he still calls me, hey, Primo, why don't you like this again? Hey, we can be no longer. I don't know that. I may move. Then it costs a lot. 26, like I went to Guru Mall. But if I can move, So, you have people that have resources.
Mm.
I have a sister like that, my big sister. I know she has the resources. If I just tell her that, that one I can even like. You're coming straight to you. But Anagam is just you because I was a police officer. Because I always some of safety.
Just need to.
Just put me in handcuffs. But we will not leave him. Mother is going to sleep inside if you don't hand over. Such kind of nonsense things that we have seen in movies. Although we are not doing it sexually. But those things, if you just do it to her, the thought of her seeing a young brother going to hold himself, to bring out the mom. Yeah, so you have people that have resources, and then when you get home, you start laughing. If you are the wrong thing. Yeah, but he has a very comfortable life and all this, everything. But, it's not mine, it's his. But I just know he has always been like this. Nothing has changed yet.
They've always been just great. Money did not change them.
Never. Most of the people that I've met. For humbleness. Humility is something that you cannot learn from university. Or learn it elsewhere other than from the natural order. Because nature, basically, when you see our traditional leadership setup, most of them are not, academically powerful. Most of them are just people that they appointed. But they are doing a better job than most of our educated teachers who are sleeping with learners. So those are some of the things that I'm just getting good For me, I don't believe money can change the best things about. Have you ever been with somebody that is naturally selfish?
Yes. Whether they have money or they don't have money, they're just the same here.
Yeah, just don't know. Yeah, brother, so I don't mean that. It's like people who, you are born together, Mara. This one is just anti-clockwise.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there are certain people like that that you cannot do anything about. Lost cases.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you can't throw them away. I'm going to assist them. But you do, you limit the level of engagement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's that backing off that we're talking about, that point in your life where you're like, whoa, 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 whoa. This person has changed so much and I don't like the new version of them, or I don't like the version of them that they want to be. So I'm just going to back away and I'm going to limit my time spent with this person because it's no good. It's not fruitful. Yeah.
The rules of engagement become different.
Yes.
Because you know what, man?
If
you have seen what the recent development around all these suspensions of some comrades, I know why. Don't blame the gossiper.
Yeah.
Blame the ear that listens to gossip.
And
I know that ear that I'm talking about.
But how do you know it's gossip?
It was my pointing authority. That's not interesting. Somebody told me that I'm not wet.
I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Sometimes you get excited and then it moves. Yes, now I can hear you.
Yeah, so I'm saying
it's
like you are reporting a problem,
to
management.
Mm.
And because you identify this no bot, and then you go directly to the appointing authority, and then you report that because of the absence of the bot, we are experiencing these technical problems with this individual that you gave us as our boss. And that's your boss now. Because they bribe the one that you reported together with the appointing authority at their houses in their individual space. Then he tells the other, the main boss, no, that boy is troublesome. Those two boys.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the story turns against you. And that boss, because they listen to gossip, they are eventually well informed that those two boys are corrupt. But there's no evidence of any attempt of corruption in their name. So that's what I'm saying, that at the end of the day, institutional power is abused by others to manipulate others. And those that listen to such manipulation without due diligence. You can't tell me that Metriac is the one who stole my pen.
Yeah.
I'll ask you, how do you know? Yeah.
How do you
who
know?
Who told you?
Who told you? How do you know?
Yes.
Those
technical questions. That person must reveal and disclose, because we are in a class. We are not in a country whereby there are dangerous people. Some members of society that could eliminate or whatever. We are in my class, and then I want to know who stole whose pen. In as much as the pen is just $30, I want to know who.
Yeah.
If you are not disclosing the name, then I know you are the liar.
You are the liar.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, some people become victims of such circumstances.
It's
that point of what just happened to you.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm not saying that is the case, but I know. The listening ear, that's perfect. instead of scrutinizing this issue.
Mm.
If you've never been a teacher, you cannot talk.
Mm.
It's like you being a lawyer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I cannot, even my children can't fight. My child and yourself, they are neighbors. They fight and then mine comes crying louder. I will tell him, don't make noise. Tell me what it is. No, I was beaten by Elu. I was like, what did you do?
Mm.
Elu, come. I want to hear.
Yeah.
And that's where the whole situation ends, because eventually some people, they are not comfortable because of the leverage that you come with.
Mm.
Then they try to find the witness in the appointing authority to say, no, the way I'm going to tell his mother.
Mm.
We have been accused until CG and work a secret group of Mariko.
Mm.
Every day, I'm the one who let my God to go eat with old lady in Mahango.
Yeah.
But the old lady always, in the morning, my father was observing.
Mm.
He said, that lady that makes you beat my son every morning.
Yeah.
I see your colleagues now. Because every time when you are going to Ondangwa,
mm-hmm.
she's following you so that you can go and give a 1,000 lager and a glass of ginger.
Yeah.
Is that not the reason why she's giving you this miscommunication?
Yeah.
Because yesterday I was following this boy.
Mm-hmm.
But those goats, they not even go that side.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you pick up that information?
Yeah.
Ah, you like your son, you are just defending. Ah! Later, my mother found that it's true. The way I just got angry, I couldn't just forgive it. Because I was like, no, it's fine. My father was telling you, go, maybe that's your child. Because the person has a certain interest when they tell you something.
Yeah.
A vested interest.
Mm.
Because you must be careful before you hear something. And that's why people change their attitude.
Mm.
Yeah. Those people, they didn't want you, your father family didn't want you. And then when the person gets a job, then they become bitter.
Yeah.
Yeah, they say, no, my father never loved me, what, all those things. But it's not true.
Yeah.
Maybe the mother was the one who has denied the father access to the children.
Mm.
Now the mother is not there to defend herself. Or the children are too grown, they are on their own.
Mm.
You must always have that objective opinion before you get to the subjective opinion. That's why we have limits and limitations in research of the study. So that you will know up to what extent can I find out about this?
Mm.
What would limit me?
Mm-hmm.
Is it the population? Is it what?
Mm-hmm.
For me, I can't just be told that my girlfriend is cheating on me and I become miserable. No. I would observe and check with your eye.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody can just come from nowhere and tell me. I would look at the gender.
Mm-hmm.
And I would look at also the individual interest.
Yeah.
To say, oh, maybe this is the guy that I grew up that I don't buy him anything anymore. Now he thinks the fact that I buy my girlfriend a lot of things more, now he feels threatened. So that's not a gender issue. It's a personal matter.
Mm.
And then you have this girl that you probably just never really saw that she likes you.
Mm.
And then all of a sudden she's telling you things. And then she's just been buying a car that looks like your matriarch.
Yeah.
Matriarch around the Porand de Cruz.
Mm.
She's buying the new one, the one like for the prime minister.
Well, if I pull up today, if I pull up today, you might be questioning. You'd be like, somebody asked me, Kucha, matriarch. Waiting BDs. And I was like, relax, guys, relax, relax. We said we are making moves, must relax.
Yeah, the other one is, the one in the house is just buying me juice. It's giving me stress. And the roof got a small tar fell. And then maybe I got that and it's raining. But you know what is there. I was just saying, Andrew, you know this. So those things, if you are not careful to see how human behavior is, then you will not understand why and how some become happy, some become miserable.
Okay.
Because, you know, we are the most dangerous animal in the planet.
Which is
that's
true.
Why we have tried to go beyond what we... But then, who is okay as we're building a ladder?
Building a ladder? I don't know. Going to heaven.
In the Bible.
Me, yeah. I don't know Bible stories.
No failure. I hope you know on Sunday, yeah. So, we have a space station and whatnot. We are still trying to think. They don't know. Yeah, we have no technical challenges.
It's true. We do have those technical challenges. And it is fine. So what are we going to do? Are we just going to keep moving and continue with our lives? Or how are we going to go about it?
About such characters.
About people that change on us.
No, people that change on you. It's like there are people who can rehabilitate. And I'm so angry when I read this other court case about this boy. He's a serial rapist.
Ugh.
Every time he gets bail.
Yeah, some poor girl must be a victim.
Victim. So, you can see already
there's a pattern here.
It's a pattern.
It's an addiction.
Then why would you even as a country
allow this person
and contemplate on
bail.
What sex offenders register? These things, they come already from America. They come with democracy. The rape was a normal practice maybe before, because the girl child was compromised. And probably it is even more worse in countries whereby they have extremists about women access to education and work. Yeah, that anything that happens between you and the men is normal, whether with or without your consent.
Yeah.
So, in some societies, it's normal. In our society, it's not normal. So, if we have adopted that type of an approach to say no, we are going to have a register of the sex offender.
Yeah.
Why do we have a criminal record?
Yeah, if it's not for these particular reasons,
Yeah. That's even just for having stolen a seat in a certain shop. And then you are registered like Tomono Manjara, but you are a convicted shoplifter.
Yeah.
So, if we have the capability of doing that, why should we contemplate on having a sex offender's register? It's not something that should be negotiated. It's something that should be there to expose those people. Why do you have Google? The moment you have done something and it appears in the media, it's archived there. You know?
Yeah.
You can go to America. You have your overqualifications. But the moment you might have been part of a road somewhere, investors will be hesitant to deal with you. Because you are recorded there. Even to get a small job in a bar or a restaurant in America, it will be difficult for you, or in Russia.
Yeah.
Because the people are reading already, but they're, CEO was here. The one, from the media.
Yeah.
You finish our teller this one.
My dear.
So, why should we shy away from registering a sexual offender?
Yeah.
It seems like we're trying to protect.
Yeah, we do. We do, actually. This is just a mode of protecting. We protect them, but we don't protect victims.
Why? And for me, that is not up for negotiation.
Mm.
And if it's true, for example, why my comrade was against me? I was against him when it was about the institute issue about the stamp running. If it compromises our water aquifer that site for our people there, I don't live there. But me, coming from a political perspective and it's a Namibian, a patriotic Namibian, I wouldn't allow anything that tempers me. That semi-arid area. I've been there myself. And I know how easy it is for irrigation projects to go through because of the wells and stuff, like the Ombora and what all those boreholes that you can easily dig there. But if we are planning to pump water back into the basin where almost it's close to our aquifer, that we share with other countries. It has a legal potential of South Africa suing us in Botswana. Why didn't they go next door? So that the water can get contaminated from that site. Then if our people start filling the site effect, then we can sue who approved the other site, the environmental commissioner there and the minister, and the company in charge of it. So they want to do it through Namibia because Namibia is sitting.
Okay.
There are certain things that you are not supposed to do at all. At all. Yeah. So those are some of the policy issues that I'm against with some comrades, as much as we are colleagues. Yeah, you can't just be my sister and then I love you blindly.
Yeah, just like that.
I will criticize you. Gano Kuganda, I can't grumble. Yeah, I have a problem. Sorry.
Please. Go back
to Sendan. But sometimes when you are like that, people can't wait to get money, then they are not happy.
Yeah. There's, you know, the attitude is tank and all of that.
But I will deal with him.
Okay. What about these girls that marry white guys and then they change?
I saw one who was
they change, Kuja. I'm white now, so white by association, or black by association, or colored by association.
The problem is, man, those ones, is what we call an economic refugee.
An economic what?
Refugee.
Oh, refugee. No, but what if it's not economical? What if it's not even about money? What if it's really, honestly, just about?
But when you... I had a... and I'm sure she might be listening. And I'm not talking about her directly, but I saw the attitude. I asked her once. I was renting someone. And she was telling me that I don't like Katatura. This time I come to Katatura. By the time I go back, she says, come here. Then I go back to the place, that side of the where it starts raining first. Where your offices are. No, Kwakuro Kwatango.
Kwakuro Kwatango, Huno. Cochrane.
Oh, man.
Cochrane.
Wapitapone, Lambama, Tego Caparico, you know. So, he could take in the 3 years of our farm, maybe she's only left at my place twice. Just riding it. But me, I must always go the other side.
The A is smoother that side, Moose.
But that's not my lifestyle. The things of walking from there, then you go to this. They have a good number for intercender. Sometimes I'm going to intercender, like I won't put them in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. Then tomorrow I go to the office.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I'm not rejecting that we are not together, but I just say, comrade.
It's okay, man.
No, I have my cousins there in Havana. They are staying there. And I said, when last were you there? Can we drive them? Then you go visit them.
Mm.
It's like, come to the name too. And I'm like, no.
Well, but isn't it just preference? Are we not just allowed to be? It's not that we changed as people when we moved to different suburbs, but some people do change when they move to different suburbs.
Yeah, and that's a bad thing because for me, I can move from Prince Park Academia.
Mm-hmm.
That's because I'm a big boy now.
Mm-hmm.
And like an economy somewhere.
Mm.
So maybe I was used, I grew up there. Those suburbs of Olympia. But my basically can't afford. Now I have to buy a house. Then I get a house in my community. So am I going to pretend like or force my payslip to buy a house where I was born or if I'm used to that affluent area? But if I come to Ochomisi, I will still drive and come and see and visit my people there. My academy, So why can't it be the other way around? That I grew up here and then I buy a house there, but I still visit my home. So kapere kini andi abo pumupe kumba andi mono gutia no man. I know. You know what? Because I need to earn that. Non di ke mutegere ko money. That's why I need that. Maybe we can upgrade the place. We have been practically what? We've not those two things where you have been in the news.
I can't hear you, Teddy.
I'm saying,
no.
Can I?
Yeah, now I can hear you. I can hear you.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm saying now you probably grew up in Harlem, in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that one is a shabby town.
Mm.
And then all of a sudden you get money and fame.
Mm.
And you don't want to be associated with that area. And then you buy a house in Hollywood.
Mm.
So then you move your, those guys, they just move their parents, their mom or their, you see, usually it's their father or their mother.
Yeah.
One of the two. And usually it's their mother.
Wow.
So you're a boxer and then you become successful when you're in that area.
Tyson.
So you are gone. Or Crawford.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, is it not just there, maybe because we never really wanted to be there? In the first place?
Did we have a choice if we were given that? Because eventually, where you were born is the foundation of who you are and what you are. In as much as we will try to run away from the fact. Because I'm from Kushona, although I was born in Ondangwa. I saw my friends when we were in Tekulo. They would say, no, I'm from Ondangwa. Because I come from a sky.
Mm.
They are trying to associate themselves with the buildings.
Yeah, Matung.
Drop them at their house. Look down along with them again.
Shitty, shitty.
Yes, look up at it again.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the problems that we have of appreciating who we are, understanding where we come from. Mm. I have been living with my late friend Kandwapa. And that guy is loving to hell and back. And in as much as I had a lot of coins, that guy was the first person I would look for when I get to the village. And I would tell him, we are either going to sleep at your house at my house.
Mm-hmm.
So we are going to Ondangwa. Once we get there today, we are going to book a guest house. He's like, I got to Ondangwa. He likes big things. When he doesn't make money. That one. He was just also, he's like, Ososia and the same logo. The one came from Enugu. Mm. The other one was in the village. They all said, oh, he's my informant now.
Mm-hmm.
He tells me what's going on in the village and then but first he has to wire him something. And then you fit over something very serious.
Mm.
So, but then I could not speak with my eyes. There are a lot of guys there that have a lot of resources, better houses than ours. But I don't really associate with them because I don't think we share a background.
Yeah, we don't have nothing much in common, please.
We common, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But when we meet, we don't also neglect one another.
Mm-hmm.
We talk, we laugh. Yeah, so, but this one, we're playing in the dust, looking after goats.
Mm-hmm.
Doing all the nonsense, getting beaten either by his mother or by my mother. So, obviously, in as much as I could have become a millionaire, I could have made him my transport logistics office.
Mm.
Yeah, without education. It sounds great.
Mm.
Very troublesome now.
That's wild.
So, that's now on a personal level.
Mm.
Like, whether people change when they're with you or when they're with others.
Okay. I hear you and I understand where we are coming from. So, but there's also adaptive and survival change. What's your take on that one? Where we change because we are adapting to certain circumstances or situations.
We do that if you technically refer to the white and the girl.
Yeah.
Do you know that there are white people or people of different races that are more interested in the family of the other, whether the white is the lady or white man, they would even rebuke you if you are not giving attention to your family.
Yeah.
Because they are interested in their well-being and among other issues. But then there are those of us who would go to the extent of trying to discourage that other color partner to say, ah, that family, just leave it. That's why you found me in the state where I was. And the person would say, no, what are they doing? What do they do?
Mm-hmm.
Because the person understands the geometrics of the economy.
Mm-hmm.
To say, maybe it's just poverty that divided all of it. Because poverty can cause a lot of confusion in the family. This one is facing this side, that one is a sexual worker, that one is a what. Now we all condemn each other now. This one is a thief. It's not because the person is not clever.
Yeah.
It's because the person, the circumstances of life, forces them into that. But if you take a guy to VTC, that guy's an excellent guy. He doesn't have to steal his phone. He will fix the phone.
Mm.
Yeah. You give people opportunities, and then if you explain that to the other person, that change according to outside influence, then maybe the person will be interested.
Hmm.
But it's all about you, man. It's all about you.
Yeah.
The way our parents, like myself, they brought us up, is to take care of each other, whether we like it or not.
Hmm.
By default, you will get to cousins, your friends, just have that kind for them.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what they are thinking. Now, you ignore them, you lock them out. Tomorrow you hear that they committed suicide. And then you start crying, what do you do? That's what my father would ask. So why are you crying?
Why?
Why did I tell you? What did you see?
Tell me the shashike boy.
Me, I will go back to you with you. Just bring the business. Yeah. I see. We were talking about it. We talked about it. Until when you were the organization, you could no problem, and then you could not tell us on time. Maybe we can do something. And when you guys see the family, you know,
There's always a way.
We'll go to all the insurance companies.
Yeah.
To find out. Because you drill the person into frustration. Shut the person into.
Hmm.
But you allow the person to go.
Not really.
You are completely.
Hmm.
Completely. There will be an elder meeting in the house. So I'm on that book. Whatever now I would be.
My
friend, what is not having adding value to you? He does not even know how much money you are cost.
Doesn't even know that you are a snack.
Mm.
Doesn't even know that where you are, where you come from there, Tonakuleka, you are Beyonce.
Mm.
I keep telling people in my village I'm famous. People think I'm a celeb. Ano kasi natapeo ilo ekene. Kasi nwekulo ngerashkene ano ne. Mokpoto shirine. Ay.
Sawa zengo. Hato kasi natapeo ngozi. Naruti ke tatasara gira no pechi. Kati ma ganda gongi la posechi. Kwasangi uwe zene ye po osechi. Kwasangika munga intiki po. Kwa intiki. Otiki nori nga. Kwa ngu enta mangwa po nanyo kuna mosike. So, we are sometimes driven into those kind of attitude changes. And
all right, we have had quite an impactful conversation tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Before that, let's take a quick breather and we'll revert back to end our conversation for the night.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its
Eagle
staff.
FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Tune in to The Home Run with Helmut and Dwight on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM, and be part of an in-depth discussion on events you didn't know you needed to hear until you do. From Namibia, Africa, and around the world. Tune in from Monday to Friday from 4:30 to 6 p.m. only on Eagle FM.
Ipura nengeno wapubwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweko tete opoye ekukurile. Oshafafa na nongeshefa ili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwala. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendi fenawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge kwata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM. Onore tatuimwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile kongerewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafilane Eagle FM. The eye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have officially come to the end of our conversation and we change to adapt to new circumstances, some circumstances, to grow personally and professionally. And sometimes, right, we change to improve. Sometimes we change to improve our lives, and change can be prompted by major life events such as a new job, family members, or disease, or mental disorders, or aging, or adaption, or survival, or achieving goals, or internal motivation, external motives. We can be prompted to change under any circumstances. But what I would like for those that are going through change, especially with personal growth, for those that are going through personal changes and they are aware of these personal changes, what I would like from you, ladies and gentlemen, is for you to be inclusive of your journey with those that are around you. So that we that are sitting and rooting for you, we are well in the know of what you are experiencing and what you are going through. Beloveds, life is too short for us to keep holding on to things. And sometimes we hold on to things because we don't understand them. Like, I don't understand why matriarch has changed. Maybe matriarch didn't really notice that she's changed. And it's up to you to assist matriarch and in this journey
of change that she has been going through. So ladies and gentlemen, I bid you guys a good farewell. I bid you guys I'll see you later and I'll see you tomorrow. And au revoir from me.